Classic Hits, 98.9 WJEZ. Good morning. I'm Todd Weinberger. It is 20 minutes before 9 o'clock, and it's time for Jock Gibberish, sponsored by your locally owned and operated Pontiac McDonald's. They've got breakfast selections waiting for you all day long at McDonald's. And Kat is here. Good morning, Kat.
Good morning, Todd.
Do you have breakfast selections waiting for folks all day long?
I should. Waiting for me all day long.
These are the ridiculous questions we ask on Jock Gibberish. Such a gray day.
Oh,
I thought we would celebrate this gray day
by
talking about people who are apparently just complete jerks. There's two stories we're going to tell here this morning. And the first one may take up all our time because this is just not a nice guy at all. Don't really have any names associated, at least as far as the bad guy is concerned. But there was a couple eating at a restaurant called Jess's Lunch, Harrisonburg, Virginia. This happened earlier this summer. Their waitress, an 18-year-old girl named Sadie Elledge, okay? Sadie is of Hispanic descent, but she's a U.S. citizen. And when she picked up the ticket, they wrote on the receipt, "We only tip citizens."
Because they're assuming she's not a citizen because she's Latina.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I said, wow, that's really, really nice. And
But was she born in the United States?
She was born in the United States. The article explains her parents are Honduran and Mexican, but she was born here. So she is a natural-born U.S. citizen.
She is no less an American citizen than you and I.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Just of Hispanic descent as opposed to pasty descent like me. Sadie, needless to say, is insulted by this. She shows the receipt to her grandfather. And so Granddad is up on modern ways. Don't get the idea that Granddad doesn't know what's going on. He takes a picture of this nasty remark and puts it on Facebook.
Oh, good for him. Wait a minute. Grandpa's on Facebook?
Grandpa's on Facebook.
I love it.
So Grandpa refers to the guy as a complete and total piece of dung.
Ooh.
And that is a quote. I'm not paraphrasing.
That would not have been my quote.
No, I think he just edited himself and used the word that he knew would not get
people
riled up. The couple found out about it. Needless to say, what goes out on Facebook generally comes around to you, you know. And so they went back to the restaurant to complain. Can you believe that?
Now they're the victim.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Poor us. The guy said what he was really upset about, they hadn't blacked out the last four digits of his credit card on the receipt. So that's what he said he was mad about. But good old grandpa, who's apparently on top of things, found out they were there. So he went down and he admits not much was accomplished because this guy was pretty peeved. And he said to the guy, are you concerned about the credit card numbers or are you concerned that we outed you on Facebook? And the guy says, well, both.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, nobody likes to be outed as a complete insensitive jerk.
I was just going to say, what is the impulse? What kind of bad day are you having?
Well, and I'm assuming if she was born here in the United States, she's waiting on them. She's speaking English.
Yeah.
So you're going, based off of her looks, that she looks Latina. She doesn't sound like she's not a citizen, I'm assuming. I mean, if she's born in the United States, I can't imagine that she was talking to them in Spanish.
With some sort of thick accent or something.
Exactly. You know? So and you're right. They just are jerks.
And even if a person does speak to you with some sort of accent, doesn't mean they're not U.S. citizens.
That's right. That's absolutely it.
I've had friends from the Deep South, and I accused them of not being able to speak English, which was just me being mean. That was my turn to be a jerk.
Yes, but I have that family, yes.
But, yeah, you know what I mean. I just don't understand where this comes from.
But, you know, here's what I'll say about this is, you know, I'm Italian. And my mother, my uncle are more Italian than I am. They're half. They're both half Italian. And so they're darker complected, black hair. And they have had times where and this was back in the day, where they weren't treated completely right because there was an assumption there that they were Latino. Mm-hmm. And not that it matters. I mean, you know, Italians have been treated bad too. But
I was just going to say.
It just, I mean, it's just absolutely boggles the mind. I mean, and I'm not saying I've been a victim of racial profiling or anything like that, and they weren't either. It was when they were younger. But still.
It just it kind of baffles you when it's just so blatant.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Subtle things you can kind of take or leave because you're like, well, maybe I misinterpreted the situation.
But yeah, yeah, absolutely.
When it's just blatant mistreatment, you sort of shake your head and go, wow.
You know, I have never been a victim of that, you know. The only thing I've ever been a victim of is myself, you know, getting myself into trouble. But so I don't comprehend this, you know. I don't comprehend racism in any form, you know, because I've never had to.
I'll tell you what makes me mad about the whole thing. If you don't want to, if you think your server is an illegal immigrant, an undocumented person, just don't leave a tip.
Yeah.
Why do you have to do the grandstanding? Why do you have to make a big production number and say, I am taking a stand as an American? No, you're not.
Well, take a real stand and call INS.
You're just not tipping.
If you're that worked up about it.
Yeah, that's a good point. You got a cell phone, don't you?
Yeah, put your money where your mouth is. Yeah, who doesn't have a cell phone?
Exactly. You got it right there at the table.
Unbelievable.
You're probably checking Yelp to see if the restaurant's any good.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, well, that was jerk number one, Kat.
Oh, now we got another jerk.
Now we will move on to a guy who is just more of a blatant jerk. He just, maybe this guy's not a jerk, because I don't know if he intended to inconvenience any more than one person that he had a beef with. But this is a guy in Pennsylvania. He's 51 years old. This is not a kid. And this guy had an issue because he lived in a house that's been converted into apartments, and they had assigned parking spaces. And the guy who lived next door had a tree. Well, the tree was dripping sap onto his car because his assigned parking space was right at the edge of the property.
Okay.
And so they had a bit of a row going on, this guy mad about the neighbor's tree. I just wanted to make sure people understood. We're talking about a residential neighborhood. It's not really your traditional apartment building. Raymond Mazzarella is this guy's name. Raymond finally decided he had had enough, and he went out and got a hold of a chainsaw. And he decided to cut the guy's tree down. So this is bad enough. I mean, this is blatant destruction of property.
Well, and there are professionals that take trees down. I'm just saying. Yeah.
And Raymond should have called one. Raymond cuts the tree down, and it crashes into the apartment building where he lives.
No way.
Yeah, it falls over and trashes the house that he's actually renting from. It damaged the house so badly, when the officials got there, when authorities got there, they said the whole place is unlivable. The roof is ruined. It's not fit for habitation. So
he put everybody that lived there out.
Everybody who was living there had to find a new place to live. Five people had to move out because of Superstar. Now, they are getting help from the Red Cross, so that's nice of them. But I don't know.
So does this guy get in trouble for this?
Yes, he's facing charges, as you would expect. Don't cut down your neighbor's tree.
No.
This is the lesson we can take from this.
No, I'm not going to cut down my own tree,
There you go. Trees are very big and very heavy. I knew a fellow once who decided to cut down a tree in his yard, and everyone advised against it, said, call a pro. And he had some trouble with it. Didn't damage anything, or him, thankfully, but he really had some tense moments in the whole process. And his big comment was, I never knew trees were that heavy.
Seriously?
I am serious.
What do they say? As much as you see above ground, that's what's below ground.
Oh, wow.
I mean, close to it.
Well, and just pick up a big log and, you know, you see how much it weighs. Think what a whole tree weighs.
Have you ever seen a dog trying to drag a stick around the yard? Come on. Hey, my grandpa and my uncles were loggers.
Ah.
So respect the bark. That's what I'm going to say.
We will end it on that note, Kat. Thanks you so much for your insights. And try not, you know, everybody, we will send out this jock gibberish PSA.
Oh,
let's all try not to be jerks today. The world apparently has enough of them.
You could be a jerk tomorrow. Just try to get through today.
Well, I talked about the crime spree yesterday, so I'm still working on that.
Yeah, so that's right.
I'll try not to be a jerk.
We're going to be non-jerks today. Okay. Join the club.
We are going to say thank you to some people who are definitely not jerks, and that's the people at Pontiac McDonald's who make Jock Gibberish possible. They sponsor the program, and they want you to enjoy your favorite breakfast items all day.